This is One Universe at a Time. I'm Brian Korperlein. Nanotechnology is a hot topic these days, but people have actually been using nanotech for thousands of years. You can see nanoscale gold dust in the paintings of ancient artists. Today we're talking with Dr. John David Rocha, Assistant Professor of Chemistry and Materials Science at the Rochester Institute of Technology. We'll find out what's so special about nanomaterials. You hear a lot of talk about these nano things, and that was a revolutionary breakthrough.
Okay.
I guess, is nanotechnology a radical shift from what we've done, or is it the next step?
There's things that have been happening at the nano level forever. Nano, in general, coming from, say, the governmental standpoint, describing what people classify as nanotechnology, are materials, behaviors that begin to occur when structures are formed at length scales of 100 nanometers or so.
Okay, generally so less than 100 nanometers is?
About 100 times the size of a general chemical bond. A microorganism commonly might be 1 micron, which would be 1,000 nanometers.
Right, okay.
So when you get below the size of, say, an individual cell, and you start then looking at scales of 1 billion times smaller than a meter.
Okay. So these are things basically smaller than bacteria.
Right. Things smaller that are bacteria, smaller than cells. Some materials have a unique property change. And those properties that change due to those length scales being in that nano regime are what start to be classified as coming under the umbrella of nanotechnology.
Okay.
Because those are unique properties that only come about based on that size regime.
Right.
And then they can be used in ways that we wouldn't normally use those materials.
Right. Okay. So is it also a structure thing? I mean, like plastics, for example, you can have long carbon chains that are on that scale, but that's not considered nanotechnology?
Generally speaking, no, because those materials would not have a property change. For instance, a polymer could be a long carbon chain of any scale from a short 1 nanometer up to microns long, many, many long lengths, you know, a nylon rope that's the length of a hair.
Right? Okay.
The property isn't any different whether it's the length of a human hair or a short 1 nanometer strand.
Okay. So,
in sense, there's the length scale that could one could try to describe it as nanotechnology, but in effect, there's no real difference in that, invoking that scale.
There's something fundamental about how it behaves that makes it special, which is why you would call it nanotechnology. So it is a size thing, but it's not just a size thing.
Correct.
Okay.
One great example that's used a lot is gold.
Okay.
If we look at a chunk of gold, we can hold it. We can feel it.
Yep.
It looks great. It has a gold color that we think of when we're in our rings or whatever. When we take gold and imagine just chunking it down in smaller and smaller pieces, to get a gold particle that is now in the hundreds of nanometers or smaller, even tens of nanometers regime, the actual color of that material that we observe by eye, optically, spectroscopically, changes. It's not the gold color that we're familiar with. It now can actually vary its color from blues to reds all throughout the spectrum.
So simply, if you had gold dust and you made it finer and finer and finer, it would stop looking like gold and then it would start taking on this other color.
Exactly.
Oh, that's cool.
And this was known, not understood, but known by chemists, let's say painters, artists, thousands of years ago.
Okay.
When you look at old paintings that were coming into blues and reds, a lot of the coloration, many of these old paintings and stained glass windows and so on, came from nano gold particles that were actually in those.
So they would throw these
nano
materials
silver
in there.
Particles. They would do these formulations, not understanding what was happening from the material side,
but
they knew what the end results were.
So we've been using nanotechnology for centuries. We just didn't know that's what it was.
Exactly. Exactly. From the fundamental science point of view, we are beginning to find those bits of information and now being able to, for instance, build from the ground up, maybe atom by atom, or move top down to achieve those scales and achieve the desired properties that we're trying to invoke.
Okay. Buckyballs, the carbon 60
correct
molecule